Good morning, everyone. We are continuing with our Merging with Shiva series, reading the lessons in Guru Chronicles in chronological order. So we're in Chapter 32, The Astral Body, a talk given in 1960, which is part of a larger topic, Man, His Seven Aspects, is published in the 1960 and 1967 Master Course. Lesson 219, Life on the Astral Plane. Each night when you read your lesson in this book, realize that therein is your key to entry into the astral school of Himalayan Academy. Going to sleep, thinking about the lesson you have been reading, try to wake up slowly in the morning and, with effort, recall what you have been doing during the night on the astral plane. The astral world is a plane in space, just as the physical world, as we know it in the conscious mind, is a space plane. It is the particular rate of vibration which each of these worlds generates that determines the space plane it occupies. Looking out through the conscious mind, we perceive outer space. Looking into the subconscious mind, we perceive inner space. As the habit patterns of the subconscious mind control many of our conscious mind happenings on the physical plane, so does the superconscious mind control many of the occurrences of the astral plane through the subconscious astral body. This has to do with the awakening of the sub-superconscious mind. The sub-superconscious mind becomes stronger and stronger, providing we exercise our intuition on the conscious mind level. Just as you choose your friends on the physical conscious plane, so do you attract kindred beings to you in the astral world. By keeping our homes clean and peaceful, by keeping our bodies and clothing fresh and clean, the otic force becomes quite pure and enables us to be more actinically alive. This condition also keeps lower astral people away from us, so long as we do not ourselves enter into an instinctive astrally otic vibration. The spiritual actinic vibration keeps all lower astral influences away, just as doors, locks, windows, and walls discourage unwanted entrance into buildings. It is not advisable to admit lower astral entities if you are sensitive to this possibility, for doing so creates a double influx of otic force. Whereas the striving of a yoga student is to become actinically superconscious and not to intensify the otic subconscious. Astral entities live in their own world on the astral plane. Possibly you enter this plane at night too, but during the day we must attend to our conscious mind activities and take care of our immediate programs, keeping the two worlds apart as distinctly as our sleeping state is separated from the state of being awake. When the physical body dies, this automatically severs the actinotic silver cord that connects the astral and physical bodies. Then the process of reincarnation and rebirth eventually begins. The physical body remains on the physical plane as a conglomeration of magnetic forces and begins to dissolve into the forces of surrounding nature. The actinic life of the physical body and the vital health body travels up the silver cord as it dissolves and lends a tremendous charge to the astral body. This movement registers on the subconscious astral body all conscious mind memory patterns of the life just lived, and the person becomes fully conscious on the astral plane. This tremendous charge of otic and actinic force registering upon the astral body at the time of transition or death is what stimulates and gives the initial impulse to the process of reincarnation. This process is largely controlled by the activity of subconscious habit forces. Before the reincarnation cycle fully takes hold, however, the person just departed often quickly recreates the same states of consciousness, the same interests he was accustomed to on the physical plane, and he may go on as usual meeting his family, who visit him during their sleeping hours in their astral bodies. Although the astral body is still bound by the habit patterns of his physical life, it continues to wear away from the moment of transition. An odic force is continuously fed back to the physical plane in an effort to make contact again with family, friends, or loved ones through the medium of memory and desire. Another physical body is created, and a re-entry into the conscious world is made. The old astral body is dropped off, and the newly generated actinic forces give life to a new physical body, and a new health body along with a new astral body. The new astral body is the sum total of all preceding subconscious experience, and it may be quite mature during the time the physical body is only a child. The odic astral form that was left behind is called an astral shell, and eventually corresponds to the corpse of the dead physical body. Then we get a comment here. This is from Living with Shiva. Inner plane education kind of develops what was said early on in that lesson a little more about inner plane schools, attending inner plane schools. The goal of perfect brahmacharya is the continual rechanneling of sexual desire. This is also the practice, for one does not suddenly reach a point where desire goes away. Desire is life. Desire can be directed according to the personal will. Living life according to basic spiritual principles is your sadhana. Through sadhana, you can gain mastery over all the forces of your mind and body. As man leaves his instinctive intellectual nature and unfolds spiritually, the forces of that nature must be brought under his conscious control. We hope that you have been able to set aside half an hour a day or at least 15 minutes for the study of these lessons. If not, don't be discouraged. Keep trying. If nothing more, please try to read a little from your daily lesson each night before you retire to sleep. These holy teachings will then draw you naturally into the more spiritual areas of the Devaloka while you sleep. Many inner plane people are there to help you. You are not alone in your study and desire for spiritual unfoldment. It is known by all mystically minded people that, as we think, so we become. Thinking of the great Mahadevas and deities of high evolution stimulates our own evolution. Our spiritual unfoldment is hastened. Each night you are taught many wonderful things on the inner plane during sleep. You may not realize this upon awakening, or even remember what you have learned. This is because the astral brain functions at a much higher rate of vibration than the physical brain. Most nights you probably spend several hours learning from gurus and guides in sci-fi schools within the spiritual areas of the Devaloka, the astral world. Sometimes dozens, even hundreds of devotees with similar interests gather together to learn. They are all in their astral bodies on the astral plane, while their physical bodies are asleep. When one is firm in the practice of brahmacharya, it is possible to remain for long periods of time in inner plane schools and absorb much more of the teaching being given there. Those who are not strong in brahmacharya are often seen appearing and then disappearing from among the group as they are drawn back to their physical bodies by emotions and desires. Remember, your own soul knows the reasons why you were born in this life, knows what you need to accomplish in this birth. As a soul, you know what obstacles and challenges you need to face and overcome to grow stronger and conquer past karmic patterns, through fulfilling your chosen dharma. These and other matters are examined by you and your teachers in the Devaloka schools while your physical body sleeps. The more fully established you are in brahmacharya, the more religious you become, and the more able to face the world with a positive mental attitude. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.